It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I don't like being sick, and I don't know anybody who does. Yet so many are battling the flu bug and losing. I see it everywhere. Fortunately, we have a few easy-to-make, great immune-building recipes for you today. Carolina, am I imagining it, or are there more people fighting more flus, bugs, and germs and losing? Is it getting harder to fight them and stay well?
Oh, I know. I'm like you. I have two kids, and it seems like every other week there's a couple out of school because of the flu or the cold or whatever it is. I think it's a combination of more bugs, and then we're just not eating well. So as a community, everybody's right. Not eating well and not building resistance or immunity to these things. And so I think it's across the board. Everything together makes this explosion that is going on. But I see it too.
The number of people who are on second and third rounds of antibiotics, it just sort of troubles me. And I do think that these germs are getting stronger. We can get into the science of that. We won't have time to do that today, but we need to be just more vigilant about how to arm our immune system to fight them off. So let's get started. What are some of the key foods that we need to eat on a daily basis, not just once a week, but or at least a few days a week?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Let's focus on the positive. There's nothing we can do about these stronger bugs right now. We can't control that. But we can control how our body is ready or not to fight them, and how well we're eating, how well we're feeding our children. And I think it's a two-step process here. First of all is thinking about, you know, how much sugar is in your diet, because sugar itself can be very, very hard for our immune system. It takes a huge toll on our body, and it increases inflammation, increases your rate of infection. So sugar, just you got to really take a hard look in your overall household diet and see how much sugar. I mean, it's no surprise that as everyone is eating too much due to the obesity and early onset diabetes that we see everywhere. So focusing on the positive, though, what can we add after we take out the excess sugar? What can we add? Well, my go-to is always fruits and vegetables. You can never get enough fruits and vegetables, especially your very bright colored ones. Your very bright colored ones are going to have your vitamin C, are going to have your vitamin A, and are going to have all those antioxidants that are extremely power in not only fighting but increasing your immune system ability to fight those organisms. So very important to increase fruits and vegetables.
Well, you said brightly colored, but I don't think of blueberries as being brightly colored. I see them as being really rock solid, strong colors that are natural, of course. And I always thought it was the deeper, darker the color, be it purple, blue, reds, the more antioxidant fighters we have in them.
Yeah. I mean, you say tomato, I say tomato, right?
Okay.
I think of blueberry as bright purple. To me, they're just, okay. It is a deep color, but that's what I'm talking about. It's your red peppers, your yellow peppers. It's, you know, the spinach, that's that strong green. To me, it's a bright green. So yeah, you want to look at those deep colors, the carrots, all of those, and variety is key. Don't get stuck on just one, because then you're just getting that one set of vitamins and minerals present on that one food. But if you go across the board, you're getting much more from everything. Another one that I think is important, and I know, Ellen, I think you're a big fan of this, just probiotics. Probiotics are great because they're going to be, you know, enhancing your immune system from the gut, and the gut has so much to do with our immune system. So probiotics are huge, and you know where we can find those, in yogurt. So that's just one of the places. But so definitely getting some probiotics in your diet too.
So what you're saying is to mix all these up every day. You know, I started to say, what do we have to eat? One thing do we have to eat every day? No. Let's mix it all up and every day have sort of a smorgasbord of these wonderful fruits and vegetables. And I think especially the fruits that are low in sugar Unfortunately, oranges are delicious. They're high in sugar, so we should minimize that. I always heard that bugs, these germs feed off sugar in the body, by the way. So I always say, I don't want to feed them, so I'm not going to eat them because I want to stay well. Let's hit some recipes before the time goes flying away from here. We have on our kidcritics.org site, that's spelled with two Ks. How about if we start with, turkey spinach meatballs. How about that one? That's a yummy one.
That is a yummy one, and it's super versatile too, because we call it meatballs here, but you can make it into a meatloaf, or you can even put them in mini muffins cups and make like into meatloaf bites. So super versatile, and it's so simple. All we do is like 1 pound of ground turkey, and then we use bulgur wheat, which bulgur wheat not a lot of people are familiar with, but it's very rich in fiber. It's fantastic. It takes your ground turkey a longer way too. And fiber is another important part of the immune system, believe it or not, especially certain types of grains that have a beta glucan. It's a type of fiber that has antimicrobial and antioxidant capabilities. So very important to get that. But anyways, we get the ground turkey, we get the bulgur wheat, we get some onions, some garlic powder, and 2 cups of fresh spinach. And that's chopped up spinach. Goes right into your meatballs or into your meatloaf. This is a winner. My kids love this recipe. We make it very often.
Yum, yum, yum. It says, we usually use ground turkey. I think that's one of the things that's why we call it turkey spinach meatballs on our website. But salads, everybody knows salads and they tend to think they're pretty basic, but we make them a little more interesting. How about the quinoa fiesta salad that the kids loved?
That's such a fun one, especially to bring to parties, because it's a conversation piece. People are going to look at it. They're going to ask you what it is, and inevitably they're going to eat it. So if you do make this one, bring some recipe cards with you, because you're going to be distributing them. But it's just a cup of quinoa, and then we use vegetable broth to cook it. And then we go crazy with the vegetables. Corn, red bell pepper, yellow bell pepper. We use black beans, cilantro, some extra virgin olive oil, 2 limes. That's great. That's some vitamin C right there. And it helps so that nothing turns brown on that salad. That's why it's a great one for a party. Then we add cumin, some salt, some black pepper, cayenne pepper if you like it a little bit extra spicy. And that's it. That's really it. Mix it all up. It's beautiful. It's a great centerpiece. It can be your main dish or it can be a side dish. Definitely
one to try. And it's an immune powerhouse, and that's what we're looking for. I know that yesterday you taste tested your breakfast pumpkin cookies, and that may seem kind of crazy, but hey, it's a great immune building recipe for breakfast. Go ahead and share real quick what that one's about.
Yeah, well, we were just talking about minimizing sugar, but it doesn't mean that we can't still have treats as long as in moderation every once in a while. But when we do have treats, we like to maximize it with powerful nutrition. So these breakfast pumpkin cookies are a great example, because we're adding some almond butter, we're adding some pumpkin puree, which is terrific, and then we sweeten it with a little bit of maple syrup, so it's naturally added sugar. So it's a fantastic recipe. The kids went nuts over it. They thought it was, you know, my birthday and I was celebrating or something. So they were very excited about them. Moms were excited to see this recipe because it's not that hard to make. And guess what? We think of pumpkin puree just in the fall, but it's available all year round. So when you go buy it, just make sure it's 100% pumpkin puree and that it doesn't have anything added. But, you know, Ellen, we really just got to the tip of the iceberg. We have so many more recipes that we would love for everybody to take a look and find their favorites to make next. And for that, go to our kidcritics.org. That's KIDKRITICS.org. And when you're there, make sure you look for a sweepstakes, because you can win a whole case of food there. So make sure you do that. And to learn more about our shows and more episodes, go to radiomd.com and look for Family Food Kitchen. Thank you so much again for being with us. It was so much fun sharing these recipes. I hope we inspired you to try at least one. And then in the meantime, be sure to eat well and stay well.